Hello, thank you for calling Arts on Fiber. My name is Lindsay. How can I help you today?
Hi, Lindsay. My name is Daniel Carter. I have service with you guys. I recently got it upgraded so I could have a static IP address. And I was actually away from my house for a few days. I've just gotten home and I no longer have an internet connection, active. So I just wanted some help to sort of resolve that, obviously.
Okay, yes, I understand, and I do apologize for that. Let me see if I can take a look at your account here. Let me see here. Okay, and your first name was at Daniel, Daniel?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, thank you. Can you spell your last name, please?
Carter.
Okay, thank you. Carter?
Yep.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me go ahead and look up your account here. Okay, I do see it here. And can you confirm your home address, please?
615 Otis Street, Kingston, 12401.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me see here. What I can do is go ahead and open up a trouble ticket on your account here. Let me go ahead and check Plume first. Hold on one moment. I can see if I can do some troubleshooting myself, just to see what I can see here. Let me
Sure.
see here. Okay, yes, I'm just pulling up your account now. Let me see here. Okay. Okay, yes. So I do see right now you have an overall score of 0, and we do score it out of 100. So you have 0 out of 100 right now. It's showing Wi-Fi coverage, network offline. Yes, let me see here. So everything appears to be offline here. Let me see here. Okay, let's see. Network offline, let me see here. Okay, and have you tried to unplug the router from the wall and then plug it back in?
No, I haven't tried that yet. I just realized I should have tried that before calling you.
Oh, that's okay. Yes, I can stay on the line while I just fill out this trouble ticket, and we can see if that does something while we're on the phone here. If you would like to just go ahead and unplug it, and then you could wait about a minute or so, and then plug it back in after that. And in the meantime, I'll just fill out this information here.
Sure, one second.
Okay.
I'm just going into the basement, so hopefully I don't lose you.
Okay, yes. I'll give you a call back if I do. And just in case, that number is 646-645-4712.
Yep, that's right.
Okay. Go ahead and add that here.
So just so while we're chatting here, I use you, obviously I use your modem or the modem that was provided.
Yes.
But I have my own router and network set up, which was all working fine, no problem, before I got the service changed. So maybe it's just a matter of this modem rebooting. We'll
Okay,
see.
yes. Yes, that could be it. And I'll go ahead and stay on the line with you just in case so that you won't have to
Okay.
call back.
How long should I unplug it for before I start, like the modem, before I plug it back in?
It only has to be about a minute or so. Yes.
Okay.
And
All right.
then, okay, let me see here.
Okay, I just plugged it back in and turned it back on.
Okay. Okay, yes. And so it should be only a few minutes now. And once again, I could just stay on the phone with you here. I
Sure.
did go ahead and fill out that form there. Okay, so if it doesn't turn back on, let me see here.
So
Then
once
we
it's
can.
back on, you will see on your side that I have connected from, like, the modem's at least connected. Is that right?
Yes, it should show up on my plume system here, which is our what the routers are connected to, and I should be able to see that. I'll go ahead and reload it in a few minutes here just to confirm
Okay.
if we see anything.
Yeah, it's just the modem is, flashing lights and obviously booting up, I guess, so.
Okay, yes, that's okay. All right, and then let's see here. And then let me see here. Okay, yes, and did you just recently sign up on October 7th?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, yes. Okay, I just see that here. Okay.
Yeah, everything was working great, except I needed a, like I said, a static IP. So I called in last Friday, and they did some upgrades to the account. But like I said, I was actually calling from my remote location. So they made the changes. And I just got back to my main home now where I've got the service with you guys. And like I said, internet wasn't working, but maybe the reboot does it. I'm not sure. The modem looks like it's rebooted. It now has the three stable green lights, it looks like.
Okay,
So I
yes, I'll
think
go
it's
ahead.
back online. Yeah.
Okay, yes. If you would like to try, you could try a few of your devices if you don't mind. Just to make sure you can pull up a website or connect to something there.
Yeah, one sec.
Okay.
It doesn't look like my router has no, I'm still not getting a connection to my router.
Okay, yes, that's all right. Okay, let me go ahead and add that here that you did have the green lights, but still not getting a connection here. Okay, from the router. Okay, yes, that's okay. Let me see here. And so what I can do if you would like to go ahead and schedule an appointment, or would you like to try and just get a call back from the text first?
Yeah, call cool. I need internet working for tomorrow morning, so I definitely need to resolve this tonight if possible.
Okay, yes, let me see here. Let's see. Let me see if I can check this here. Okay, I don't see any appointments left today. Let me see here. What I can do is just go ahead and submit this ticket and to see if there's a tech call that can be available tonight. I'll go ahead and ask my manager if they can give you a call back tonight. Let me go ahead and write that down here. Okay. I will go ahead and see if the techs are available tonight to give you a call back. And if nobody does call you tonight, they just might not be available right now at this time. But I'll go ahead and see if they can give you a call back tomorrow. Is there a specific time tomorrow or just any time?
As early as possible.
Okay, yes. Okay. Let me write that down here or tomorrow. Okay, yes. Well, I do.
And
Yes,
just
I'm
a quick
sorry.
question. Yeah, sorry. So on my router, it had like an auto connection setting to detect the internet, which was working fine previously, but now it's actually prompting me for a PPPoE username and password. Is that something that you guys provide? I didn't need
Okay.
that previously.
Okay, yes, let me see here. I'm not sure about that myself. You said PPEOE.
Correct.
Username and password. Okay, yes, I do apologize. I'm not sure about that myself, but I can also mention that to the text here, that your router is now asking for that. And I'll go ahead and see if they can give you a call back.
Okay.
Okay, yes. Well, thank you for calling. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you.